Jacob is in Lincoln Park, Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
What's your question, my friend?
My question is the positioning of the crosses, whether it was some artistic representation or was it a statement saying that this person here, Christ, was the person that sinned the greatest or the worst of the people here. That's why we're putting him in the center of the placing in the center.
You're talking about the placement of the of Jesus' cross between the two thieves. Is that what you're asking about? Okay.
Yes, whether or not they did it because they thought he was, the Jewish people thought he was the worst.
Well, it wasn't the Jewish people who made the decision of where he would be crucified. It was the Romans. And there are a number of possible ways of of looking at it. One is in terms of the severity of the crime. As you point out, if you want to look at it in that way, well, okay, the other two guys were bandits or robbers. The Greek word means both. It can also mean revolutionary. But Jesus is, according to Pilate, according to the titulum that he had placed on the cross over Jesus, he's the King of the Jews. So he's being presented as a political revolutionary, and he's being crucified, at least ostensibly, to threaten other political revolutionaries who would want to overthrow Roman rule. And so consequently, it could make sense to have him kind of front and center among those being crucified as a way of signifying this is what's going to happen to you if you try to overthrow Roman power. And Jesus is the highest ranking such individual here. The other two may have participated in some kind of revolutionary activity, but Jesus actually has the title of being King of the Jews, and so that's why he's in the center. There's also another reason why he might be in the center, and it's related to this, which is he was released in place of Barabbas. And Barabbas is also described using the same word in Greek that can refer to a thief or a robber on the one hand, or it can refer to a political revolutionary. And in fact, Barabbas is described elsewhere in the Gospels as having been arrested in an uprising that recently occurred. So presumably he would have been one of the leaders of the uprising. We're told he was a well-known prisoner. He was a famous prisoner. So if he was just some, you know, ordinary person who was participating in an uprising, he wouldn't be well known. Presumably he was a leader of the uprising, maybe the leader of the uprising. And if so, then since the other two criminals that are described with the same Greek word are crucified alongside Jesus, and originally Barabbas was scheduled to be crucified, it could be that Barabbas was going to be crucified as their leader between the other two, and that Jesus then took his place. And so Jesus may be in the center not just because he has the title of King of the Jews, but also because he took the place of the leader who was originally planned to be crucified in that position.
Hope that was a help, Jacob in Lincoln Park.